American cradle of liberty.
Alive for, except to grab all the kicks we can, to contaminate our society.
Now being renovated.
Mr. Dowd.
Podcasting from the cavernous inside my own ego, this is the worst little podcast in the world. With me are my good friends, Mr. Nick Ramirez, Chewbacca, and Cadillac Kim. Dick? Dick's here somewhere, but even better, we have a lovely new act that nobody's ever seen before. We have Sky Cats here in this studio, and they're gonna knock your socks off.
On the worst little podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
Fuck yeah. Hi there, everybody.
But enough about Sky Cats. Let's say something different.
Before we get to anything else, I would just like to congratulate Famous Dave's on winning the best podcast in News and Review. Congratulations, Famous Dave.
You guys worked real hard on that.
Yeah, what a great podcast you got there. So good job. Good job.
Your brunch is spot on, too.
We are going to do something completely different. We've got an interview here with an out-of-town band that's going to be coming to town very soon. It's the band Coastlands, who are going to be appearing at the Saint on August 26th with good friends of the show, good buddies, Moons of Vega and Pink Awful. So if you haven't seen those bands, it's a great opportunity to check them out. But before we do an interview, we are going to listen to one of Coastland's songs. They call themselves post-rock instrumental.
Aren't we all?
Shoegazer. Let's go with really cool rockin'. They're a quartet, but heavy, strong shoegaze.
Thank you.
Fuck, that was rad.
See, like, it's not as bad as I made it sound.
I totally, dude. I could check that out in my fucking car when I'm driving around.
Exactly. I actually listened to it walking the dogs last night, and it was pretty bitching.
In your pants.
Hey, no, wow. Like the actual dogs.
Oh, those dogs.
Right. Yes. All right, so now dogs, I am going to call my contact. I have two now. I have Sunny. She's another chihuahua.
How many are you going to get before you guys quit?
Well, okay, so I got my girls a dog, and then my dog was lonely when we'd go to work, so I had to get my dog. And then he decided he was my dog, not their dog. So then I had to get my dog a dog.
This is exactly like how the Chinese took over in the Old West. Next thing you know, they'll have opium dens in your backyard. They'll be building a railroad.
All right, I'm calling. I'm calling Jordan.
All these dogs come
I'm calling Jordan here. So, hush, hush now, Ricky. I hope it's Jordan too. I hope that's his name.
Oops.
This is the best part of the show so far. I can't wait to hear what happens.
I've been texting him all day.
Oh my god, this is awesome.
Your call has been
called.
Face.
Okay. Oh wait, I should have left him a message saying that I'm gonna call him back.
No wonder Famous Dave's beat us this year.
Well, I already hung up. All right, let's call back.
Sorry.
All right. Check them out. They are on Facebook, Coastlands.
No, they didn't answer their phone. Don't check out shit.
We've been texting all day.
Face!
Man, you're mean, Rick. You're just mean today.
I love when Excuse I don't me. Answer my phone and they just keep calling me right back.
Like,
that's my favorite.
That's some number I don't recognize.
Your call has been forwarded.
Okay.
Oh! Hey,
face faggot!
Whoa.
La, 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 la. We're going to bleep out the number. That's right here so nobody else can hear it.
La, 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 la.
It would have been really easy if Rick had just done that later.
I probably did.
Record a message.
Okay. Hey, Jordan, this is Rory, the Worst Little Podcast, calling to have you on the show here. Oh, but looks like you're calling in on the other line.
Oh.
I'm not going to end this current call. I'm going to put this on hold so your voicemail is a huge message. Hi, this is Rory.
Hey, it's Jordan.
Hey, Jordan.
Coastlands. That was his name.
Jordan from what?
Jordan from Coastlands.
How's it going?
How you doing, brother?
Good. We're just setting up here at a studio session. Your big bottle? You want your big bottle? Okay.
Yeah, you do.
Big bottle of whiskey or water there?
Session. Water.
Aww.
Very hot down here.
Where are you recording at? What city are you in right now?
The safe room in El Paso.
Nice.
I bet it is hot in El Paso.
I bet that is pretty hot right about now.
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
We're setting up to do a live video and recording of a couple of songs.
Very cool, man. I was just telling everybody how you have the show here in Reno on the 26th at the Saint. How long have you been on the road?
I've been on the road about a week now.
Okay. From Portland?
Yeah.
All right. That's hightailing it down to Texas.
Yeah, we left the 8th. So maybe a little more than a week or maybe a little less. I don't know what day it is.
Portland time.
And for our listeners, it's even
oh, and
more
heck,
confusing.
I was throwing out all those times at you earlier today. Heck, I didn't even realize you were like 2-3 hours behind us here.
You can do math.
Yeah, it's a mile. I forget. I don't know. It's probably like 8:30 or 9 here.
Where are you heading before you get to Reno?
We're going through. We got 4 more stops in Texas. So we got Alpine, Marfa, Austin, Dallas. Then we're going to shoot down in Mississippi and Ocean Springs, little kind of Gulf town. And then to Nashville and Hopkinsville, Tennessee, or Kentucky.
Damn.
And St. Louis.
Woohoo!
Chicago. Denver, Austin, Reno, and then we're finishing up in Redding, California.
Fuck.
Wow.
By the time they get to us, they're really going to know those songs.
Yeah. My engineer's on the headphones saying, by the time you get to Reno, you're really going to know your songs.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they're starting to get real tight.
I bet.
Fuck.
Well, how old are you guys? You got. You can't be over 25. You don't have the jobs that would let you do this kind of tour.
Well, we all quit our jobs.
Good man.
We're tired of working for the man. You know.
Yeah.
So we all just quit and we're like, let's tour and make music.
Fuck yeah.
There you go.
Working for fags.
Yeah.
Don't tell him I said
well,
that.
Well, you know.
Yeah, right.
You would know.
Jason's the youngest. He's 27.
Oh, okay.
Oh, shit.
Okay, so you did know what you were doing when you quit your jobs. You are grown-ups, yeah.
Oh, definitely. Yeah.
Quitting their jobs was a well-thought-out idea.
Yeah, I feel like we all quit pretty grown-up jobs.
Congratulations, then. Like we all salute you.
Yeah.
Way to go. So, speaking of that, it was our mutual friend, Joe Chamberlain, that put us together. Reno's former Reno native, and he's been living up there in the Northwest with you guys, playing in bands,
love,
too, right?
Love that dude.
Right on.
Yeah, our bands have played together many times.
Yeah, no, he's a good cat from back in the day. At least Rick and I got to know him real well back in the early days when he was just reading poetry and seducing all the ladies. Spit Curl Joe.
He does.
Spit Curl Joe. Mm-hmm. Write that down.
Okay. I will. I'll bring it up to him.
Yeah. Yeah, he always had the most perfectly manicured spit curls. Just like a 20s flapper.
Or squiggy.
Or squiggy.
That's funny.
Right. All right, man.
All right, man. Hey, well, thanks for taking some time out. Break some legs with your video tonight.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, have a good sesh.
Where can we see the video and when?
Here in, a week and a half or so.
Where and when that's going to be produced, man? The video you're doing. Is that going to be soon?
I'm not sure. A friend's here in El Paso. They're in a similar band. They're called De Luta Means Kindness. And it's their recording studio. And they also do a lot of video production. And we have the day off, so they're like, let's do a video.
Okay. Cool. Right. Well, do they have a website you can shout out?
I don't know their website.
What about your website?
What about your website?
They're easy to find.
Where can we find you on the internet?
Our website, www.coastlandmusic.com.
Right on.
Sweet.
We'll go ahead. We'll plug that on the show and put it on our blog post later, brother, and get you a little publicity for your show coming up here in Reno. Look forward to seeing you at the same.
Right on. Yeah, definitely. It's going to be awesome.
Fuck yeah.
Cool.
Cool, man. Safe travels.
All right. We'll see you then.
Bye. Later. Everybody say bye.
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 I hung up on him before you could say that.
You'll hear it later.
We'll never know.
Everybody has
his
number.
Oh, what about his voicemail? Is that still going?
Shit, yeah, probably.
All right.
Where's my phone contact? No, it looks like that probably has dropped in the interim.
Oh, man.
But
it's the way she happens.
So there you heard it first.
Coastlands.
The scintillating conversation with Jordan from Coastlands. I'm kidding, Jordan. Not that you'll ever listen to this fucking thing.
He was clearly distracted.
Setting
up a full live band.
Real, actual things happening in front of his face
and
versus
impromptu,
a fake bullshit.
They just decided to film a video and do a live recording session, and then we have our stupid bullshit. Clearly.
That's another thing to do.
The important thing, when they come and play, they will be focused on us.
Yeah, and they got all that mileage behind their belt by the time they get here. That's pretty neat.
That's an impressive tour. Like,
they'll either be amazing or exhausted.
Or have lost the van and maybe one member has been replaced on the road. I know bands that happen too. Mm-hmm. Who the fuck is Karma anyway?
Karma is a band.
Karma was a band.
That's true.
But hey, speaking of bands, let's talk to the band we've got in the studio here.
Yes,
Skycats, welcome to the show.
Welcome.
Grace Hayes and Bazooka Zach, welcome, welcome.
Hey. Thank you so much.
How are you today?
Hey, I'm feeling so swell. Rory, how are you feeling?
Excellent. I'm enjoying the cool down of the weather here the horrible, horrible thing that was July.
Ooh.
This leads to cold, though.
But this has been nice. Yeah. Let's have this nice, through October.
Oh.
It'll get cold on Halloween, like it does every year.
Yep.
That's what I'm counting on. I don't know. Do you like hot weather or cold weather?
You know, hotter weather I usually prefer because I feel like I am made of bones. So, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, nothing keeps me warm.
Mm-hmm.
But,
yeah. I'm with you on that one. What about you?
No weather.
Bazooki Zaki.
I prefer no weather.
No weather at all?
Just space capsule.
Right.
That's what I'm
perfectly
about.
Insulated and silent.
In your spacesuit and helmet, staring at the, drifting along, looking at the stars.
Yeah.
Is that where you live?
Maybe.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, dude. He is a rocket man, rocket science musician who brings the cosmic melodies and grooves to the people of Reno. I'm a big Bazooka Zach fan. Every show I've been to, I have been heavily entertained.
The Bazooka Zoo.
I might have been heavily inebriated or sedated, but
those go together.
I enjoyed myself a lot.
Mr. Dowd, none of those people are your friends.
They seem like it at the time.
Wow. Dude, those of you who heard our last podcast, this is the brilliant fellow that put together all the loops and shit that was amazing for the Redfield Clipper show.
That's right.
Oh, nice.
That's right.
Redfield Clipper, last show we did.
Yeah. That was
so
a good
when you heard that rad-ass fucking Always Sunny in Philadelphia, chopped to shit, backing track bullshit, that was all him. That stuff that we were amazed by, and then he wasn't here for us to tell him how great he is.
I just let Nick and Mac handle the Redfield stuff, you know.
You're like the space. You're like the silent partner.
Yeah, just
Zach.
They call me when they need me. You
Zach,
know?
you just outed him.
You hire a gun.
He said his name was Clip, and he wouldn't let us call him anything else.
Man.
My bad. The Duke and Clip, my boys.
Yeah, I think we established before the show that I would be the only Nick on the show that day.
That we would just get too confused.
Really? We screwed up and called them
was
their
that
real
your,
names a couple
was that your
times.
Idea, Nick?
I think we did, yeah.
Yeah, so you
we call them
fine. The audience
okay.
knows.
Okay, yeah. Sorry.
Anyway,
and then, and of course, the lovely Grace Hayes here, the internet listening audience, you might know her better from earlier this summer, her little viral pop hit, the Reno Anthem. Congratulations.
Oh, thanks.
You have gotten more Chucks. Internet fame than this podcast has in 7 years.
Fucking A.
Oh. I don't know.
In a 3-minute song. Congratulations.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Yeah, that was a really fun song to write and throw together. And I've just been playing it a lot, but I'm just waiting until I can stop playing it. I think this month is the last month I'll probably play it. Lay it to rest.
How was that
God, how
little
the hell do
brush
you think the...
with kind of a little national spotlight there?
You know, it was a little crazy because I actually just got back from a gig I did in Portola, and someone out there was like, "Hey, Reno Anthem," and I was like, "What? What, y'all? Y'all catching this somewhere else too?"
Like people were like freebirding you
in
the audience.
So there was there was someone who worked because it was actually called Camp Out Yonder, which is
you did that.
Yeah, it's all this camp for adults that is just really purposeful, and we talk about mindful technology. Like, there's no phones out for the event, but someone who worked on the camp was like, "Hey, you did that video, right?" And I was like, "Yeah." But it's been I feel very grateful because I love my city, and I'm just very overwhelmed with the support that I've received from it.
Yeah, no,
well,
and
thanks for representing.
Yeah, it was nice to have a spotlight with more of a rosy color apple cheek to it than
I like when people
not
talk
a
about
drunken
Reno.
Idiots. Yeah.
Meanwhile, in Reno, somebody fell and embarrassed themselves in public.
Yeah, it's me, too.
Well,
that also happened.
We're trying.
Very trying.
Shit-fucked Reno.
Oh.
I don't want to go home. I want to go to Reno.
Yeah.
Same.
Reno is home. No, and it's a fun little song, and you've got a lovely, lovely new voice on the scene here.
Thank you.
Speaking of which, let's hear some of what you and Zach have going on.
Ooh.
Now,
so Bazooka Zoo and Grace Hayes put together is...
So are you playing music? Are you just singing? Are you doing keyboard? Like, what's happening with the Sky Cats?
So,
are you playing live?
Yeah, so we definitely play live. Zach does 90% of the production, and I'd say I do like 10 or so, or maybe less than that.
So
but,
if it's Bazooka Zach, is it Bazooka Zoo, or is it just Bazooka Zach?
So those are two things. The Zoo is like our space rock band, so and they then don't I'm do, just my own guy.
They don't do nothing on this stuff.
No, this is just Grace and I.
Okay.
Bazooka is his name, though, so it is. It's
he's the Bazooka
label.
I think
we said First Bazooka name, Zoo by accident.
That'll happen.
Right.
That'll happen.
You should have different names that aren't so similar so that people don't confuse
it's a marketing strategy, so I have to do the least amount of work.
And on your computer, you just got to type Bazooka Z,
it's why I
and everything else comes
it's
up.
It's why I don't have a Facebook fan page for Rory Dowd or Reverend Rory Dowd. It's all just the same place.
Let's do the one.
I'm lazy.
Strategery is what it is.
Strategery.
All right, but let's hear a song.
What one you want to hear?
That's up to you.
You two
kids
are the only two that know what's happening.
Yeah.
So.
Let's put on.
These are like largely exclusive ESOs.
The one I'm most excited to hear today is probably a good one to start, which is Mothership.
Cool.
Close my eyes.
Dude, Grace, your voice sits so well in that music.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
Beautiful.
Damn, that all fits really nicely.
That's the video that Cameron made for you, right?
He made a video for our first single, which was entitled Golden Fool. But we do have like a little preview video of Mothership.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, Cameron Paris.
That was the last song was Mothership.
Oh yeah.
The song that we just played was Mothership.
That's the first time anybody's heard the full thing. I mean, we did play it at a show, but it didn't have like all the harmonies that we envisioned for you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's really hard to do backwards reverb live. So
there's ways, man.
How'd you guys get all the birds in the studio?
That's a great question. Well, we would take the rest of the podcast talking about that, so we should just save it for later.
Magic.
Save it for the blog.
The magic of music and art, man. So, Grace, I got to ask you. So, where are you from? Reno? Are you a Reno kid? Born and raised here?
Yeah, I was born and raised in Reno. I was homeschooled until I was 14. And
and then released to the hounds of public education.
Well, it was actually a private school that my parents taught at. My parents are both teachers and artists.
Oh, cool.
And my dad's a musician. He's an entertainer. He impersonated Sammy Davis Jr. for the majority of his career.
Oh, so shit.
He's really just super deep in entertainment, and he does it all, like impressions, comedy, tap dancing, could play any instrument you hand him.
Probably
so.
A little sleight of hand magic.
Would he ever come on our show?
Yeah, right? Maybe.
That would be an awesome booking, dude. Or we could do a like a Rat Pack show. Would be awesome.
Oh my goodness! Well, I know a lot of Rat Pack impersonators. At least I couldn't even tell you.
You're not sharing.
Everybody.
Well, a while
give me their numbers.
A while back, I dated a gal whose grandfather was Sonny King, one of the lesser known members, but totally one of the Rat Packers who. I believe just recently passed down in Vegas, about.
Well, then
five,
this information
five,
is useless, Rory.
No, just a tangential little
got
thing.
You. Huh.
Make a conversation, Rick.
Far out.
Grace, does your dad have a glass eye?
You know, he does not.
He's got two of them.
So he's not going all the way. Like people who imitate Django Reinhardt and cut one of their fingers off.
Yes.
Or the Paul Simon guys who like have the shin removal surgery so that they can be 5'4" just like Paul Simon.
Whoa. Is that a thing?
Is that real?
Man, I do know.
It's an old Saturday Night Live bit which Paul Simon was a Paul Simon impersonator and he said he did that. So.
Far out. Did your mom musical too?
My mom doesn't play any instruments, but she's a very realistic muralist.
Artist in her own right.
Yeah, to just do seascapes and all kinds of other shenanigans on people's walls.
Awesome.
But my parents are opposites. My dad's like, hey, entertainment. My mom's so shy, and she's always like, ah.
But
she's quiet
still,
in the seas candies. For the,
I mean,
you know.
Art is still entertainment.
It's like, the seas is like a library.
Well, you know, okay, so here's the thing about my dad.
Fancy.
So every room he enters, he's got to say, like, hey, what's up, you know? And, like, you know, seas candies, there's only, like, two, like, really, like, sweet elderly women. So he's like, what's up, pals? What's up, fellas? You know, he's tap dancing, playing the banjo. I'm like, Dad, hold on. Hold on, Dad. Like, it's okay. But the world is a stage for him, which is very beautiful.
Was that embarrassing when you were a teenager? You know how our parents embarrass us.
I desperately
want to
meet
this man. At this point. Like, nothing phases me. Just,
You've seen it all.
I have.
That's excellent. So, and are you going to school here now, or are you just a musician for a living?
Yeah, I'm just doing the full-time music thing. I teach child voice lessons at Take Two Performers Studio.
What age group?
Oh, excellent.
So it's 4 to 10-year-olds.
No shit.
Wow.
Yes, it's really fun.
Damn.
We get into like songwriting.
Is it really fun? That sounds like it would be a pain in the ass. Yeah. Like you get the kids in the room and the parents are like,
all right,
we want them to learn vocals. Do they want to learn vocals? No.
You got
to
cut the parents
out. You have to teach them.
Once a year at Christmas, I bring my daughter over here for a podcast and he loads her up on sugar until she cries.
And then seriously,
a room full of
this
kids.
Last year was the first year she didn't cry
oh
at age
goodness.
10. So you know.
Wow.
Not going to scar her at all.
I have a really close friend who's Mexican.
Oh, my goodness.
That's good, Riku.
And we have her, yeah, and we have her
no,
vocal stuff.
No,
yeah.
Don't do the ones
like
I
that
don't.
Way? Do you want to get cut?
So. Oh, that's a little baby.
When she was little, yeah. So we've been having her do this for years. Anyway.
Oh, gee.
Darn it. Yeah. At least your parents are cool. You could have had Rory as a dad. Yeah.
Right. Your parents didn't pimp you out all over the internet.
Hey,
speaking of which, Riku's got her uniform fitting for the Sierra Nevada Children's Choir next week.
She's a singer too.
Oh,
that's
my God.
They have for real gigs like with the Reno Pops and stuff at Christmas time and stuff. So we're all really excited about that.
She'd ever get a lesson from Grace?
Or the
class or whatever.
She's just too old now.
Yeah, really.
Yeah, but hey, you know, in the future, maybe she needs a little one-on-one lesson. Yeah. You know.
My daughter's 5, and she won't stop singing like all day long. That's
all she
does.
Beautiful.
There you go.
Involve
ho,
her
ho,
in
ho.
There she is.
Please, Daddy, give me some coffee.
Not yet, babe. Not till you're 10.
Don't fake it.
What?
I know.
Don't fake it, is what she said.
I don't know.
Don't fake it.
If I was Uncle Rick, I might be
something sweet.
What?
That was an accident.
All right, enough of that.
Yay!
Yay! It's over.
Allie.
Oh, my goodness. Should we cut to another song?
Yeah.
let's
cut to a song and start over.
You guys?
Refresh the palate. set this up. What is
this? What's the song here?
Do you want to play Vampire Bat, which is
the
first song we did together, which was like for a collab album that I just had zero intention for, just besides making music, and that's when we realized, like, oh, damn, I think we got something going on here. We might as well start a band. So this is where it all started.
So you do all the electronica, and you sing.
Yeah, and then he does
pretty
some
much.
Vocals
but
as
she,
well.
Yeah, okay, I do a little vocals, and she helps me with the production.
And do you do a little bit of...
And
like with
all
keyboard, that guy in the 80s video.
Scott Katz is played live.
Yes.
And all of this is happening like in your bedroom somewhere,
yes.
right?
Yeah, I have like this massive
just the two of you.
Computer with like projectors and beat pads and computers and synths and et cetera, and it all works together.
Damn.
To do this.
Machine.
Right. All right, and after the song, let's come back and let's talk a little more about your live shows and what that's all about.
Sure, yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah,
that's awesome music.
I gotta say, you make some damn sexy music here.
Like, very cool. Hey,
thank you guys. That's some baby making music, for right? Sure.
Definitely modern baby making music.
Like, why don't you stand over here and let me move next to you and buy you a drink?
Zach, can you scratch too? Do you DJ? Yeah. You can scratch.
Yeah, I mean, I don't have like vinyl scratching stuff, but I have like a
CD
digital
kind of modern version.
Yeah, right. I do. I'm like a very modern producer. I try to work with just only the latest tools. Not that I'm against any of the old stuff. It's just my vision
well
is
up.
You only got so much space to work with.
Yeah.
Gotta have everything.
For what I want to do, it's more like synth based and like drum looping and looping Grace's voice and doing all kinds of digital manipulation.
We're hearing this music on our headphones, but I bet on like a big bass system, it probably sounds really good. Like
hits you right in the chest.
Are you implying it sounds like shit now?
The headphones are a little old.
Hopefully the audience went and turned that up.
I'm saying I'm
going
to listen to it at my house on the stereo.
Yeah, in the house, not on the headphones.
Turn it up real loud and shake the stuff on the walls.
For sure.
Yeah. So, do you have like lights and lasers and stuff to go along with this? You guys have costumes and makeup.
So
like...
she's all about the costumes and makeup. She handles that department. My brother is like a motion graphics animator designer in Las Vegas, and he got my ball rolling for doing live motion graphics with Beats. So you do
your own stuff for that too?
Yeah, I do all the manipulating. I sample footage and then it all gets like kaleidoscoped and 360'd out and like vaporwaved out and glitched, etc.
Sexually.
But it's all through MIDI information. So you like take all the MIDI information from the drums you're playing on the beat pad and it changes the video while it's changing the sound.
Dude, and it's just like it's automatic. Crazy. It's just like fuck that is so
reflect.
Rad.
Like Rick, it's like those stupid screensavers, those motion screensavers we kept trying to download in the 90s. And none
iTunes
of them ever worked.
Yeah,
because our Napster, man.
And they were all based on like the sound. The media information is way more useful.
But none of our computers were powerful enough, and so it would just like it would move and wave like once or twice, and then freeze.
Wait, I think the bass is doing something. No, it's not.
Like what, took a whole truckload of stuff and a team of people to do it at a rave in the 90s. Now you can just do it in your bedroom.
Right.
On your phone.
One guy. You can drive one man clinically insane.
Yeah. This is not a light switch rave. Right. Do you have anybody ever help you on the live shows, or is it just you two, period?
We've only ever done one show, and we're playing again this Sunday. I think this is going to be out before...
This will be out Thursday.
Yeah. So. Good, yeah. So Sunday, Grace is playing Reno Art Fest, the final day, final show. And then we're going to close out with like 20 minutes of this. So we're still like just dipping our toes
City
in.
City Plaza, in front of the Believe situation.
Oh, by the whale.
By the whale.
By the whale.
Where the homeless people sleep.
Oh, we haven't even. Like,
and
now, like,
Kim's out.
Kim's out of the room.
Fuck.
She just birthed her whale. And,
segue.
Yeah. Oh, now it all makes sense.
We missed the boat. But you're going to be out there on the plaza playing.
Yeah, from 5 to 6.
Right.
Excellent.
Yeah, I'm just doing some solo Grace Hayes stuff, and then we're going to do some Sky Cat stuff.
Well, I'm going to that.
Yay.
That's right across
the street. When you play solo, is it strictly keyboard? Do you play anything else? What's the range of your talents?
So I play keys and also ukulele, and I just recently got a really cool like loop station, and so I love just kind
of messing. I saw your little video of that. Yeah.
Oh, hey, thanks. Yeah. So I just kind of like messing with all kinds of things: kazoos, beatboxing, etc.
Nice. Right. Uh-oh. You said the magic
You've
word.
You've unleashed the dragon.
Oh my! It's like a Pee Wee Playhouse word of the day. You say beatbox and he can't help himself.
I love it. I love it. Do you want to give us a live beatbox?
Oh, can you give me a freestyle? Only if you give me a freestyle
like
rap.
Freestyle.
You gotta...
Yeah, no, she got like...
Oh, this is... That's gnarly, dude.
Yeah.
You sure don't ask someone else?
I
quit rapping 20 years ago.
Maybe we could just like beatbox together.
Where's the Duke when we need him?
You want me to just like add some embellishments on top of your beatbox? I could do that.
But then I might break and then you take over.
Oh,
okay, ready?
Gee. You know what? Wait, hold on.
Maybe we'll
let's save that for another episode.
Yeah.
Very good. I'm going to give that a warm round of applause. Right there.
Yeah.
That's some
the
good
thought, it's the thought that counts.
Good decision making there, Nick. Way to throw up a challenge and then realize that was a bad idea.
Sorry, everybody. Yeah, yeah.
Okay, I'm a little bit high and to the left.
You know, if I was a little more to the
left, I don't know.
I was less to the left. I might be able to throw down some words, but frankly, I haven't written anything in months. So
you gonna spit Rory down?
Yeah, no, all right. Not right now. No,
I quit rapping after Burning Man 2000. I said, you know what? That's as good as I'm gonna get, and that's the best I'll ever do.
I'm gonna give up.
And I threw the mic on the ground
for life
at Burning Man.
Threw up on myself
for life.
Yep. It was awesome, but that's it for me.
Peaking.
It's a wrap.
No more Reno fat thug life for you.
Awesome.
I still live the life. I just don't rap about it.
You keep it real, but you keep it quiet real. Hey, you missed it. We talked about the whale. You're out of the room.
We talked about the whale.
We talked about the plaza.
We talked about the
well, because Grace is going to be playing down there this on Sunday from 5 to 6 or 6 to 7.
We haven't talked to you since the whale installation. How did it go? How is everything?
It was a nightmare, and it's done now. And
you were going to be the crane person.
I was the crane supervisor, and it's done. The whale is birthed.
I stopped down there twice, and you were not there either time.
I'm always there.
I saw the pieces in the crane, and there was nobody doing anything.
I yelled, Kim, Kim, and they all looked at me like it was crazy, and went back, and went back to eating sandwiches.
Whatever, right?
The crane was on fire when I went
yeah.
by.
Yeah.
Well, multiple pieces on fire.
That's because maybe I wasn't there for like a
there.
Minute.
Mm-hmm. And it all fell apart.
Yeah. Well, obviously it didn't fall apart because it's all put together now.
We need more Legos.
Yeah. So you're playing the plaza? I'm sorry to have to go over this again, but...
For Reno Art Fest.
Oh, yeah. That's next weekend, right?
Yeah, so it's going to be on Sunday that I'm playing.
And that's an all-day event. Like, there's a bunch of music, a bunch of art. What else? You know?
Ooh, my.
That shit's for commies.
All across the downtown, though. You know, it's summertime. Do you think Virginia Street's not going to be blocked off on a Saturday? Hell no.
Fuck. Of course,
but it's
stuff
Sunday.
Every time
She's
I go to
Sunday.
Church.
But it's all, the event is all weekend.
Oh, okay. All right. Speaking of the whale, we actually have our lighting ceremony Friday at 8:15.
Very
cool. Oh, so it's there, but it ain't lit.
No, it's lit. Okay. We're working on
it's
it.
It's just the official.
It's real lit, fam. Yeah.
It's a soft open.
Lit AF.
The city of Reno's dedication, ribbon cutting, lighting ceremony is Friday.
Will the mayor be there?
So, yes, the mayor will be there. She loves us. We love Heather.
And you know what? That's right across the street from her office.
Right? I mean, she has no choice. She's like, you know.
If she didn't go, she'd
be...
See,
I got to go downstairs.
Yeah.
All right.
Kind of weird if she didn't.
Wouldn't it?
She's a good mayor.
But congratulations. Cheers. That's the end of a completion of a hell of a project really wasn't even fully realized on the playa last year.
No, it was not.
So this is the realization of the art project.
Yep. And in 1 year, we get to take it apart, do this all again.
and send it somewhere else to set it up.
Send it somewhere else.
Yeah.
So they just got it for a year? But it's going to be in the plaza for a whole year?
It's going to be in the plaza for a whole year. And then hopefully somebody buys it. We have two major cities looking at it. To purchase it.
Major cities than ours?
$2.6 million. Reno can't afford us.
So really, it's just like a giant showroom.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
They're going to buy like the bee of Believe and your whale.
Pretty
like,
much.
Well, I mean, do you remember World's Fairs and National Expositions?
Yes.
That's what they would do a lot of big art sculptures for those, and that's exactly what would happen to them. People, like, you know, city officials would come see that, and they'd put a bid on it for their local park or office building that was going up.
Very cool.
That happened repeatedly.
Nobody bought the first Ferris wheel. It got fucking scrapped.
Damn.
That was sad.
It was probably
hard
to move.
It was a nice Ferris wheel. Oh, it was fucking... They were like giant train cars.
Imagine how good the second one was.
It was made of wood, and it burned with children inside
iron,
of it.
And they needed the iron for the war.
Oh, yeah.
Sure,
I made that up. I don't know.
Yeah, you totally made that up.
I think the space whale represents forward thinking by the city.
I do agree also. When we were building
we're gonna
it...
we're going to put whales in space. What do you mean?
Yes, exactly.
Well, like, okay,
especially with the music we've had tonight.
But if
I've
you
really reflected on...
There's this great video of the whale in the playa, and I think like if you were you could do this in downtown Reno if you were sitting in the right spot and looking at it just right. But the video is of the whale, and it's the night sky wheeling past it.
The time lapse one.
Yeah, with the light, the interior lights mm-hmm. changing, and the sky wheeling past it.
Oddly enough, it's a
really powerful thing, yeah. And I think it'd be a really fun thing to be able, like, you know, you watch and you see the whale going off into space, you know, where into the Milky Way, like as if a splash, mm-hmm. like it's a breach, kind of thing.
I'm tripping balls.
That's
I haven't been to Burning Man since 1998. Okay.
Oh, God, are you one of those, Murray?
No, I just haven't been because I...
You're like, I went before it sucked.
I went once. I've never had the money or time off work to go again. And
It always sucked, honey.
In your pants.
And I've gone 16 times. It's awesome.
It's true. It does suck every year. I always come back from Burning Man going, I'm never doing this shit again.
That's
it.
That's like Reno sucks, so don't move here.
Yeah.
Everybody.
I always get back from Burning Man and be like, why is all the stuff from my house out here?
Yeah, that's what I forgot to take with me camping, my house.
Where's my stuff?
So
all right,
let's listen to some more music.
Make another song would be great.
We've only got one left. Do we want to do that now?
Oh, or do we want to play some games? Are we doing that?
Let's see what time is it here.
We're doing a fast music episode this week.
We're kind of chock full of music right now. I'm going to say we're going to call it. You have a show Sunday here, Sunday at the Believe Plaza. You have a website or a Bandcamp that people can listen to music at?
Skycats?
Yes.
We got all the stuff, man. You got to.
Where can we point our internet clicker?
I think the place that we want you guys to find us is Instagram at Skycats Music. Ooh. And then obviously we're Facebook people. Grace much more than I am. Okay. But yeah, all our music is up there. You know, stay tuned.
Out there in the ether.
It's floating around, man. You just gotta grab it down. Check it out. Come hang out.
Right on. Well, it was a pleasure having you guys on the show this week.
Thank you for coming.
Pleasure getting to know your music. Yeah, I'm excited to share you with Reno and the internet. Nick, Kim. Wait, what? You're pointing at me.
Oh, no. No, man.
I thought you were, like, waving, like, there's
no, sometimes I get into the show, and then my body starts moving with what you're saying. I'm like, Kim, Nick.
Oh, got it. That was all, woo. All right. Okay.
Your hype man, dude.
What's Chewy doing?
For Nick, Kim, Chewy, Dick, and myself, the Reverend Rory Dowd, life is short, and I love you. So, good night, ladies.
Podcast, we're talking out of our ass. Are these textures simple?
I believe it's your night to service me.
Dogwater Studios.
I'm going to have to take drastic steps with her.
Is that what they're calling it?